KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard expects the football season to start as scheduled. The Cyclones open at home on September 5th against South Dakota. Pollard made his comments as part of the Cyclone virtual tailgate tour.
You know, at this point in time, I believe we're going to play football. Clearly, we've got some hurdles we've got to, overcome here by getting the football team back, getting them into football activities, and then be able to go through, fall practice before we go live in September. But I fully anticipate that on September 5th, we'll be playing a football game in Jack Trice Stadium.
Pollard says the big question right now is how many fans will be part of that season opener?
Both in what, the leaders of our state and local leaders are going to be willing to allow, and what are fans going to be willing to do? And if it was tonight, right now, based on what's been open in the state of Iowa, we're at about a 50% capacity that we would allow to have in the stadium.
Pollard says as of right now, they'd have the stadium about half full.
We'll be communicating with our fan base over the next several weeks to really start to hone into what does that really look like if we can only have 30,000 people in the stadium, if the, the restrictions aren't expanded. They could obviously be expanded because September 5th is still a long ways away, but we're going to be able to communicate that over the next couple weeks to really hone in on letting fans know.
Well, with campus facilities closed, Iowa football players have been searching for fields to get in some workouts, and it hasn't been easy. Most of the facilities in Johnson County have been shut down. Senior defensive end Chauncey Golston has been kicked off several fields.
When you show up, the fields are empty because social distancing. So besides that, it's just, I guess you would call them like groundskeepers or whatever. The school is closed. So like all school grounds are closed. So they're just doing their job, and you can't hate on someone for doing their job.
Golston says they've tried several different facilities.
We started off at City, and then like we got kicked off at City, so we went to West, so we stay on like turf, and then we got kicked off of West, and then we went to a park, and like it was good there. Like we never got kicked off, but like that was grass, and like it started to rain more, so like that wasn't really productive. Like people were slipping and stuff. So then we went back to West, and we've been good. Like I got to work out in there today.
Senior Amir Smith-Marset and other receivers have found some space to work with new starting quarterback Spencer Petras.
As far as the routes we run, everything in the playbook, we make sure we get in that timing down because you can't just, free will, routes. And then when it's time to work on routes that matter, then it's not going to come together. It's not going to be the same. So we go out there, we run our playbook routes.
Senior defensive lineman Austin Schulte has been working out at his home in Pella.
You definitely miss the environment that you have in the Iowa weight room, lifting with 30, 40 guys. Definitely has a different atmosphere than working out by yourself in a garage. But again, I've been able to get a good workout in. It's been about 6-7 years of my life where I've been working out alone or with a couple guys. So just kind of got back to my roots and did what I can to stay ready for when we do get back to football.
Schulte said he transformed his family garage into his own personal weight room. Iowa added what could be a pretty important piece to its defensive line next season as former Northern Illinois tackle Jack Heflin announced that he'll be joining the Hawkeyes. Heflin, who's a 6'4", 319-pounder, was named an honorable mention All-American by Pro Football Focus in 2019 and was also selected to the All-MAC second team by league coaches. The Northern Illinois coaches honored him as the team's defensive player of the year, and he was named as one of four permanent team captains in a campaign that saw him lead the Huskies in tackles for loss and quarterback sacks. Heflin prepped at Erie Prophetstown High School that sits less than 100 miles from Iowa City, and said he grew up rooting for the Hawkeyes. Iowa graduated starting defensive tackles Cedric Lattimore and Brady Reef off of last year's team. Austin Schulte and Davion Nixon return after being part of the interior rotation in the 2019 season. Also in college football news, Clemson receiver Justin Ross will have shoulder surgery next month to alleviate an issue that cropped up during the team's spring workouts in March. Ross led the Tigers with 66 catches last season for 865 yards and 8 touchdowns. He had 1,000 receiving yards as a freshman, highlighting his season with a 74-yard TD in the national championship win over Alabama. The Alabama native is considered a first-round NFL draft pick in 2021, should he choose to forego his final year in college. court papers show actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband Massimo Giannulli have agreed to plead guilty to charges that will include prison time in the college admissions bribery case. Loughlin has agreed to serve 2 months behind bars, and Giannulli has accepted a 5-month sentence under that deal, which has to be approved by the judge. They'll plead guilty to conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud. Prosecutors agreed to dismiss charges of money laundering and federal programs bribery that were added after the case was filed. An attorney for the couple declined to comment. Loughlin and Giannulli were accused of paying $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into the University of Southern California, allegedly as crew team recruits. Well, the National Hockey League is taking a major step toward formulating the remainder of their season. A person with knowledge of the situation tells the Associated Press the NHL Players Association's executive board is voting on a 24-team playoff proposal as they return to play format. Results of the vote could be in as soon as Friday night. Under the proposal plan, the top four teams in each of the Eastern and Western conferences would play each other for seeding, while the remaining 16 teams face off in a best-of-five series play-in round to set the final 16. That would mean byes for Boston, Tampa Bay, Washington, and Philadelphia in the East, and defending champion St. Louis, Colorado, Vegas, and Dallas in the West. Even if the executive board votes to approve the format, the league and the players' union still need to negotiate other details, including health and safety protocols, but the format is a substantial piece of the return-to-play puzzle to award the Stanley Cup this season. Some Louisville football and basketball players will return to campus Wednesday in a phased approach and begin voluntary workouts in early June. The first phase of 30 football players and 15 men's and women's basketball players will arrive next week after being instructed on safety protocols. Testing and physicals will begin June 3rd with voluntary training not directed by coaching staffs to begin 5 days later. Indiana University hopes to have some student-athletes back by mid-June. President Michael McRobbie posted a 22-page plan on his website to reopen the university in stages, which includes the return of at least a percentage of all students this fall. The release comes one day after the NCAA approved a measure to lift the moratorium on voluntary workouts for football and men's and women's basketball players. East Carolina University is eliminating the men's and women's tennis and swimming and diving programs to help reduce a $4.9 million budget deficit created by the pandemic. That move affects 68 student-athletes and 9 coaches and reduces ECU's sponsored sports from 20 to 16, including 9 for women. The NCAA requires Division I FBS schools to carry a minimum of 16 sports, 8 of those for women. IndyCar has altered its schedule again amid the coronavirus pandemic, canceling the June 27th race at Richmond and the July 12th street course event in Toronto. The Open Wheel Series is slated to finally begin June 6th at Texas Motor Speedway, but its next event won't be held until July 4th at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The race scheduled for June 21st at Road America in Wisconsin has been changed to a doubleheader on July 11th and 12th. Little League has released a set of best practice guidelines it believes would allow baseball and softball to be played safely after local authorities give the groups the all-clear to return to play. The recommendations include eliminating all non-essential contact and banning the post-game handshake line in favor of lining up along the respective baselines and tipping your cap to your opponent. All players should wear masks while in the dugout, and coaches and volunteers should wear masks and protective medical gloves at all times. Boxing promoter Bob Arum says he plans to stage a card of 5 fights on June 9th at the MGM Grand, the first of a series of fights over the next 2 months at the Las Vegas Hotel. A second fight card will be held 2 nights later, kicking off twice weekly shows at the hotel in June and July. No fans will be allowed, and Arum said fighters and everyone else will be tested at least twice during fight week for the new coronavirus. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee is eliminating 51 positions and furloughing 33 more as part of a dramatic cut in staffing. That move is designed to trim up to 20% of its budget to respond to shortfalls caused by the coronavirus pandemic. A Major League Baseball Players Association has given management a wide-ranging response to a 67-page proposed set of protocols for a season to be played during the coronavirus pandemic. The union says it addressed protections for high-risk players, access to pre- and post-game therapies, testing frequency, protocols for positive tests, in-stadium medical personnel, and sanitation procedures. Players viewed many of the concepts in the original draft submitted last week as over the top, such as arriving in uniform at the ballparks, a prohibition on them leaving without team permission, and a ban on guests other than immediate family members. Players also objected to a ban on the use of showers and hydrotherapy. The union wants more frequent testing than management's proposed multiple times per week. MLB is expected to make an economic proposal to the union within a few days. The NFL is considering adding a booth umpire and a senior technology advisor to the referees to assist the officiating crew. The league also is looking at other rules changes, including an alternative to the onside kick. NFL clubs received a list of potential rules changes on Thursday. Owners will vote on the proposals at the upcoming league meeting to be held by video conference on May 28th. If the owners don't approve adding a booth umpire and or a senior technology advisor, the league could test a version of both rules in the preseason for possible future implementation. That proposal would give teams another option instead of an onside kick that permits a team to maintain possession of the ball after a score by substituting one offensive play. The kicking team would attempt a 4th and 15 from its 25-yard line. This could be done a maximum of 2 times per game. Onside kicks have become infrequent and rarely successful since the NFL changed rules on alignments for onside kicks. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.